Now, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, or Doug Steffens program. It could be the Rich McFadden program. It could be the Jennifer Horn program. It could be the Ken Kessler program. But one thing it could never be is the Roberta Fasanelli program. Never.
It is all of those things and more.
And more. Thank you very much, Richie. Speaking of more, Peter.
Love you too, Doug.
That's my new, I've turned over a new leaf so that I'm showing my love more, expressing more love for you.
Love you too, darling.
For Roberta. But we do, actually. We love each other. And I said, I don't know, never mind. I'm not getting into that. Peter Simon, who is not Simple Simon by any stretch of the imagination, right? He's Carly Simon's brother and the son of the founder. Say it again, Doug. The founder. See, when I think about you, Roberta, I just lose my composure.
I know.
It's gone. Peter Simon is the son of Richard Simon, who founded Simon & Schuster, the publishing company. Huh. Or maybe he was founded by his father.
Not related to Paul Simon?
What did Simon say, Ducky?
Well, we'll find out in a few minutes. Thank you, Jennifer. Just a few minutes from now. Meanwhile, there is this great thing that we've posted at DougSteffen.com that I think is worth another visit. The captain of a WestJet airliner, WestJet is a great Canadian airline, who received a note written on a napkin from a Moroni on the plane, basically saying to her that she ought not to be flying a plane, but she ought to be home with her children.
No.
She should be a mother, not a pilot. So the pilot for whom the note was left posted the note on her Facebook page, and apparently it was went viral. Why would they take it down, though, Kenny? I would think that they want to leave it up, but who would take it? Would she take it down of her own, or would somebody? Why would somebody take that off of her Facebook page?
I don't know, unless it was just causing some kind of problems.
Well, what problems would it cause? The comments that she made, the passenger tweeted the airline, "Dear WestJet, I'm flying to Vegas. I like Carrie Smith Stacy as my pilot. She's a great pilot. She's, I'm not going to use the words here, but anyway, some of the things that were posted, WestJet, this is true, it's the best thing I've ever seen. Carrie Smith Stacy, you're fantastic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." So there was, the point is, there was lots and lots of support for her and a lot of support for WestJet. But American has plenty of women pilots. United does. Delta, they're all, I mean, the days of you getting into the plane and looking in the cockpit and seeing a guy with gray hair sitting there, that's what I prefer most of the time because it just gives me a good feeling of someone who has a lot of experience flying the plane. Has nothing to do with racism or sexism. There are a lot of black pilots now. Never used to be. I don't even know why. Maybe it just falls in the same thing for women. Why were there not women pilots before? That's always my question. Why now? Why wasn't it before? People say, well, you should be thankful that they're now having equality. Well, why didn't they have it before? Why weren't there black pilots working for airlines in the 1950s and 60s and 70s? Why weren't there women flying airplanes in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s? Why? Why were they relegated to being in the back of the plane? And not, there were plenty of black flight attendants, plenty of women, most of the flight attendants women. So why did it take so long? That's my question about that reality, frankly. Another story at DougSteffen.com today. This is pretty interesting. I don't know how many of you see. How many people here go to eat at Chipotle? That's the way you pronounce it, right?
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah, we eat there.
You like it. Why
it's
do you like it?
It's actually good for you stuff.
Is it good stuff?
Well, it's organic and hormone-free.
It's fresher food, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So the Chipotle chain has issued a warning about the effects of climate change on some of its menu items, including guacamole.
Guacamole.
What did I say?
Guacamole.
They use it, the gun, actually. They use this for the gun.
Yeah, it's a Glock.
It's a guacamole.
Holy guacamole.
You'll be needing an ID for that.
In a regular, do you see why I get crazy about Roberta? You understand, right?
Guacamole.
Okay. In a regulatory filing with the SEC, Chipotle warned that increasing weather volatility, including global climate change, could have a significant impact on the price or availability of some of its regular ingredients. Quote, in the event of cost increases with respect to one or more of our raw ingredients, we may choose to temporarily suspend serving menu items like guacamole, or one more of our salsas. Good, Doug.
Salsas.
Right. I'm falling apart here. Rather than paying the increased cost of the ingredients. So let's see here. Chipotle spokesperson assured the reporters on this story not to panic. Nothing more than routine and required risk factor disclosures. All right. According to Chipotle's website, the company uses 97,000 pounds of avocados a day.
Yeah.
70 avocados.
97,000?
Make a single batch of guacamole. Guacamole.
That's right. A lot of guacamole.
California is with their drought, is really taking a hit. And you're going to see a lot of tomatoes and avocado.
Yeah. Especially the stuff that comes from the central part of California, because that's where they don't have a lot of irrigation. So you'll drive through the state of California and you'll see government-sponsored Dust Bowl and, a lot of speaking out against the government.
So our poll today at DougStephan.com focuses on this reality. The reality, the question at hand has to do with whether when you have Mexican food, do you like to have guacamole or salsa?
Guacamole? What is the deal? Why?
Can you say avocado?
You say avocado, I'll say avocado.
Well, guacamole is just made of avocados. I don't know why you can't say it.
When you have Mexican food, do you prefer guacamole or salsa? A.
Guacamole.
I like to eat guacamole in the Ukraine with some blueberries.
B.
Salsa. And other produce. And then when I'm done, I take it out and I throw it in the rubbish.
You know, the best way to eat produce is with Colin Powell, by the way. And Colin Farrell.
You done making fun of me now? Is that the whole thing? Is that all that I do?
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Is that, you got it all?
You have to understand that since you're the grammar police, that we have to take these small opportunities.
Small? You went through it took you a minute to go through all that stuff.
I think the Colin and Colin thing is probably my favorite.
Okay, good for you, Richie. Our poll yesterday, how much snow have you gotten so far this winter? Let's see here. By the way, that's bad English, Kenny. How much snow have you received this winter? Much better than
you
gotten.
You see why we have to take that opportunity.
Exactly. 27% of people who responded to DougStephan.com said they'd had over 5 feet. Wowie zowie. 21% said between 3 and 5 feet. 20% said between 1 and 3 feet. 16% said less than a foot. 15% said we haven't gotten any snow yet. Wow. Pretty serious stuff. All right, so we meet Peter Simon in a moment.
Well, this is cool. Rock and roll photography.
Rock and roll photography.
I dig this.
Yep. All right. So we'll sing and dance to the pictures here. 15 past on Good Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did?
It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars fill my dreams. I'm a traveler.
This is Led Zeppelin, and that's Kashmir. Why would we be playing a Led Zeppelin tune at this particular moment? Well, because we have photojournalist Peter Simon with us. He has been, since he was a youngster, fascinated with the stars, and he's had a camera in his hand. And over the years, he's earned the title of an iconic rock and roll photographer. Thus, the reference to Led Zeppelin and some of the intimate shots that he has of that in a new 3-hour, 2-DVD box set called Through the Lens, 50 Years of Photojournalism. Nice to have you here, Peter Simon. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me on.
Well, I want to know what your music preference. Did this photo essay that has run through your life follow your own tastes in music?
Yeah, it really does. I grew up with a family full of music. My sisters would always sing folk songs. My father was a pianist. And by the time I got hip to music, it was the Beatles, Stone, Dylan, and Grateful Dead, Bob Marley. Those were all my faves. And Led Zeppelin came along because I was given an assignment to photograph them for the Atlantic Monthly. So I followed them around on tour for a week with Stephen Davis, my co-author, and we were up close and personal with them, and got this amazing shot of Plant on a balcony looking over Sunset Boulevard. And while he looked at a huge billboard below that says, "Physical Graffiti, welcome to Led Zeppelin, America is ready for you." You know, it's a huge sign in Hollywood. He looked at it, he said, "Wow, I've really made it in this country. I'm a golden god." And he spread his arms across like a bird ready to take off. And I was there with my camera and just got the shot. It was totally unposed. And as a photographer, that's what I like to do. I like to take pictures of people the way they naturally are.
Yeah, well, that would be, I see, especially given your reputation, a recipe for success. He's got a lot of pictures in this DVD box set of the Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, Jim Morrison. We'll talk about more of them in a few moments. Peter Simon with us on Good Day.
On my way. To you, I'm much obliged.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
One of the subjects of Peter Simon, who has a 3-hour, 2-DV, say it again, Doug, 2-DVD box set of some of the great things he's photographed over the years, 50 years of photojournalism with great shots of Led Zeppelin, the Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, among others. Did you get to know Peter Simon? Did you get to know these people? Did you feel as you were taking, did you have to know more about them to take intimate pictures?
So the better I got to know them, the more shots I got for different. A few people, you know, just quick in and out, got to get it done for the Boston Globe or wherever it was. But for the most part, the photographs on the DVD are with people that I really did get to know and formed relationships with. And I think that's the only way you can really get intimate, unusual photographs of famous people.
But Peter, was it hard to get
trust in a sense of a rapport?
Was it hard to get a rapport with them? Was it hard to become friends with them so that they would give you full access? How long did that usually take with any band?
Well, it was easier back in the day. I mean, I started doing this in the late 60s through the 70s when rock and roll and the whole musical industry was in its infancy. So there wasn't as many layers of bureaucracy the way there is today. I feel sorry for these rock and roll photographers. They're allowed to shoot 2 songs at a concert, and then they're ushered off, and that's the end of that. So you don't see these kind of special portraits anymore very often, and that's the way the thing has changed.
Wait,
I came in right at the beginning when rock and roll was just getting going, and for that reason, I feel really lucky.
Back when you were doing it, wasn't it more like you were part of the band, the groupie? And
it was part of the entourage, definitely.
Part of the entourage. And nowadays, it's kind of like, okay, we give you this limited access, and this is what you're allowed to see, and now you go away.
Exactly.
Part of the marketing machine.
Right.
Sad what's happened. I should say also that while the DVD covers 50 years of my photographic career, music comprises only about a third of the DVD. I've done a lot of things with alternative culture, protests, nude beaches, hippie commune living, looking for a guru, living on Martha's Vineyard, the New York Mets, on and on it goes. So, but the music is the main part of it, but I've covered an awful lot of different subjects through the years, and I've compiled it all together on this one amazing DVD that you can only get through PeterSimon.com. You know those commercials where it says you can only get this on TV? Well, for now, you can only get it on my website. Which
but
is
wait!
PeterSimon.com.
There are extra things. For example, your sister is Carly Simon, and there are a lot of insights into her, I'm betting. And your father was the publisher Simon of Simon & Schuster, so there's got to be a lot of that there as well. And one wonders whether what feels best to you about all of the things that you've done, all the things that we would see in this two DVD. Why am I having trouble with that? Two DVD box set. What do you feel closest to? What is Peter Simon most proud of in there?
I guess I'm proud of the idea of showing our world as a changing culture at the time, feeling like there really was an optimistic feeling that income inequality was going to change and people were going to start loving each other and all the hippie ethics in the 60s were going to take over. There's going to be less war and less hatred between races and cultures.
Right.
This happened to a degree, but I was on the forefront thinking, wow, things are really changing fast.
Yeah.
And so I was a little disappointed about that. I photographed the Occupy movement a couple of years ago, thinking that was the reincarnation of the 60s, but it really turned out not to be, and I was disappointed with that.
Well, you can't go back.
However you
slice it. That's a whole subject for a different day. That whole movement was mischaracterized by the news media greatly because there was a lot more to it than there seemed to be. By the way, you know who this song is about, your sister, and this song, a lot of cards. Did you ever know who she was singing about?
Yeah, people still wonder about that 30 years later. I get answered, questioned that all the time. I can tell you that it's about three different people all put together in one soup. Warren Beatty's one of them, maybe Mick Jagger, maybe a comedian named David Steinberg.
Really?
And one or two others. It's really not about one person. I think that's the misconception.
Yeah. All right. PeterSimon.com, the place to go for this two DVD box set, Through the Lens, 50 Years of Photojournalism. Thanks, Peter.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Joy Brown will be meeting with us, consulting, if you will, in a matter of moments, talking about those who are troubled and what you do with people who are in trouble. Excuse me. I need a little help from her on some of my friends here on the Doug Steffen program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. That was Rich.
Maybe she can teach you how to say guacamole.
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 Go through this again. All right, let's see what else may be going on. Ken Kessler.
I love that word.
Ken Kessler?
Guacamole.
Guacamole. The who did I leave out? Jennifer, I left her out, right? She's been very disrespectful to me today. I'm going to leave her out.
I think she's trying to overthrow you and take control of the show. I think she's trying to rebrand the show as the Jennifer Horn Show.
Really?
Yes.
You think that could be possible,
I
huh?
I do.
Okay.
And I think she can do it.
Football items. Michael Vick apparently is not playing that well and doesn't seem to be of much interest for the team. Is that to which he belongs? Is that the correct?
Yeah, he pretty much was hurt and sat on the bench the whole season last year for the Philadelphia Eagles as Nick Foles came in and was one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and they were like, "That's all right, Michael, you just sit over there. We'll get to you later." And so I think he's probably looking for a new home.
Yeah. Well, who would hire him under the circumstances now?
Philly was a great place for him because the Philadelphia fans don't care. So he could go to teams like Oakland where they don't care.
They don't care about...
Let me tell you something. Sports is like politics in that people don't care. They will. Somebody will find a way to get you back in if you are of advantage to them. If you can help their team, they will overlook the fact that you killed dogs.
Were you around with this? Was it yesterday or the day before, Jennifer? We're talking about the Dallas television anchor who did a two-minute commentary when the controversy developed, what was it, a week, 10 days or so, 2 weeks ago, about Michael Sam and the fact that he'd come out, and that was worrying or concerning some. I don't know whether it was concerning players or owners or people that support these various teams. But this guy, and I forget his name, went through a whole litany of all of the reprobates and come horrible people that are playing football, and they make a big deal out of this guy being gay. He ripped the NFL and the players a new one, if you know what I mean. And so I find it interesting.
Again, you look at politics. Look here in Washington, D.C., Marion Barry still sits on the city council.
I know, it's amazing. It is amazing. So here's the National Football League reportedly going to ban the use of racist and gender, say it again, Doug. I'm having trouble with my mouth a little bit today, Richie. Gender-related slurs on the field and elsewhere, even to the point of imposing a 15-yard penalty or rejecting a player from the field if he utters a word N or F.
Right, second infractions.
You're not supposed to say the N-word. I don't know why. There's a lot of people do. I'm not going to do it. But there's another word that begins with F that the British use all the time. The word is faggot, Will. That in our country, we don't feel... I mean, in England, that's a term that's used all the time, as similarly among black people, the N-word is used. White people are not supposed to use the word, but black people are. I don't get what that is. Why would that... If I use that word, there would be a thunderstorm, an outcry of, Stefan is a racist, how dare you use that word? But yet... there today on any number of rhythm of R&B stations or hip hop stations, you'll hear songs that are full of this term. So why is it that we can't? Why is it that I'm afraid to use that word on the air? I don't know if afraid is the right word. I just don't really want to.
Because it's politically incorrect for you to use it.
But I use all kinds of other. I use all kinds of other politically incorrect terminology and. I don't really care.
Right. But there is no, if you use a politically incorrect term that is associated with one group of people, that is when you feel the wrath. If you say something, there's no organization between rednecks at Walmart that are going to come against you if you use impolitically correct terms against Walmart rednecks who walk around with their butt cracks showing in the middle of the aisle where the cereal is.
And all the fat women in there, we can say, all those things
you say,
they're not. But I can't use the N-word.
You cannot.
Now, how about if we shake this a little further? The terminology using the name of the Washington football team, how come everybody's all worked up about Redskins?
You know what's really funny about that?
What?
When I was out in Portland in January for my brother-in-law's funeral, a lot of the people that turned out that they were friends with happened to be Native American people. And there was one woman who was like 90% Cherokee, and I was talking to her about this very thing, and she kind of laughed at it because within the American Indian community, she says, we call each other skins. That word is how they refer to each other. And she said, we don't consider that a bad word. It's not like the N-word or anything like that. It's just, that's just what we call each other, our skins.
Yeah.
And I was stunned, after this whole controversy over the Redskins. And here is a Cherokee woman saying to me, I don't know, we use that all the time. I don't know what the big deal is.
But is she offended if somebody other than a quote-unquote skin uses the term?
No, not at all. I asked her that. And she said no.
There's a posting
our name
in the Huffington Post, a piece entitled "How the NFL is Perpetrating Racism," which states, quote, "I find it appalling that the NFL, who has a whole team that is named after a racial slur against First Nations and peoples, the Redskins, i.e., all of a sudden in the business of being politically correct, that is, trying to eliminate racism by going after people who use the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
So is it reprehensible? I mean, think about all the other words that are used, the C word referring to Chinese people, or the W word referring to Italians.
I'm wondering how long it will take for us to forcefully wimpify our whole society. You look at football here, and they've tried to make rules where you can't blow, no blows to the head, no tackling here, no tackling there, and so now everybody's getting their knees blown out because you can't go up for the upper body, so now you have to go for the lower body, and they're blowing out these. They're basically watering down and wimpifying football. Now they're going to tell them how they can act on the field when they say, get riled up, go out and take out this guy, kill him, but you can't call him names.
No.
No, you got to hold back there.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, but we also look at the schools and this bullying thing. I totally get it that you should rein in abuse, but at some point you have to learn how to deal with bullies. And if you don't,
it's part of life.
What do you do when you grow up and you're out on your own?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come and save me from a bully now.
Daddy, right. Call me a name.
So while I do think that somebody should take care of it, we're taking all of this meanness that we all grew up with in life and learned how to deal with away from our kids, and they're not learning how to deal with life.
Yeah.
Bullying is so much different now than you have people telling you, groups of people telling you to go kill yourself.
Right.
And it's on
yes.
social media
right.
and it's
no,
on your phone. You can't get away from it.
I agree.
Just around the clock.
Yeah.
It's not like you can walk up to one kid in the bus and punch him in the nose and it's over.
Right.
That's what it used to be for us.
Who's the last person you punched in the nose?
Wayne Reed.
Really? Why'd you punch him in the nose?
Because he was a bully.
Really?
Yeah.
He
kicked my butt, but, you know. Really?
But you stood up. You stood your ground.
I had no choice.
Stand your ground.
I didn't want to get pummeled.
Stand the ground rule. All right. Let's see if we can get Dr. Joy Brown to help us a bit. We all seem to be troubled. If there are troubled people in your life, or if you're troubled about some of the people in your life, whether you expect trouble or I think there is this difference between those people who anticipate things, thoughts of things, remember, and when it actually happens, which is more of a concern, thinking and worrying about it or it actually happening, and then how do you deal with it? We'll talk to Dr. Joy Brown about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 eczema lotion. Feel the heal.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile, 800-865-7602, risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Afrin No-Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Use it as directed. The Doug Steffen Program with Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie. Dr. Joy Brown joins us. She's on the air every weekday from noon until 3. A lot of great stations around the country have her program. You can reach her anytime, day or night, with a question that she'll deal with on the air by dialing 855-99. Dr. Joy, I want to call that number sometime and just leave a question and see if she'll answer it.
I will.
Do you actually put the callers on the air?
It depends. Usually not. Just
really?
Because
oh,
sometimes
I would do
the air quality. Yeah, I would too. I try to convince them.
Come on, Richie. Get it so that she can
get on the air. It's just when they leave a message, they say, hey, Dr. Joy, I'd like to talk to you about something. And then we call them back.
Excuse isn't fair, but the reason they've always given me is it's just not air quality. But I think that's much better to say, hi, Dr. Joy. You know, name is Doug, and I'm having terrible problems with, never mind.
Hey, Doug. All right, so let's talk about problems people have who are troubled, and the reason they're troubled is because they're obsessed with worry about things that don't happen. 99% of all the things that all of us worry about never happen. And the 1% that does, it doesn't happen the way you fear it would happen anyway. So how do you get people to relax other than take a deep breath? That's what I said. I said to somebody last night at a meeting, count to 7, take a deep breath, hold it for 3, and count to 7, letting it out. And she did, and it seemed to calm her down.
Yeah, I do square breathing, which means you have to go through that cycle twice, and you can't hold your breath, you just slow your breath down, because if you hold your breath, you'll gasp again. But I think your point is well taken, that what you're really looking for at a moment of anxiety is a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to not be overwhelmed by worry or panic or whatever we're going to call it is just take a deep breath and say, my mom's favorite statement was, who's going to know or care in 500 years? And I'm not sure I buy your statistics that basically 100% of things that you worry about, you shouldn't worry about.
No, 99%.
Well, yeah, but you said the other 1% don't work out the same way. So
that's
the difference
true.
Yeah, so that adds up to
100%. So what is the right number then?
I would say a large part of things, you know, who knows? I mean, it's going to vary from person to person. Some people are a little more delusional. Some people are a little bit more reality-oriented. So, for example, you probably worry about 98%, and I probably worry about 43%, but that's different.
What, are you suggesting that there's something wrong with me?
No, I'm suggesting you're adorable. I'm suggesting that there are high-anxiety people. There are people who...
Well, yeah, I'm higher anxiety than you?
I was... probably.
Really?
Yeah. But nevertheless, we're digressing.
Yes.
The point being that when you're worried about something, instead of just letting that hamster go around the wheel in your head, sit down and write it down and say, for example,
Wait a minute. What a great visualization. I haven't heard a visualization that good for eons. The hamster running around in your head.
The wheel in your head. Well, and because that's how it feels, isn't it? It just goes round and round and round. I can't stop it. So the thing to do is take a deep breath, as you point out. Get your paper and pencil out, which is a really good way of focusing, and write down, okay, what am I worried about? And don't let yourself say things like, illness, because that's not helpful. You may say things like, I've got a cough. Okay, well, is it a productive cough? Do I go to the doctor? Does it help when I gargle salt water? So get specific about whatever it is that's bothering you, and then either you know what to do, or it becomes very manageable at that moment, or there's something you look at and think, oh, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Right.
No hamsters.
Got it. Hamsters rolling around the wheel in your head.
Running around. Yeah.
Running around.
You like that, huh?
I do like that.
Good.
Dr. Joy Brown, a friend to all of us who are in need of shaking it out, shake out what's in your head, because it's not very productive to worry about things. 855-99-DR-JOY. Call with your question for Dr. Joy. DrJoy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. I would like Ed Foreman taught us, to have everybody feel happy today, feel healthy today, feel terrific today, because, as most of you remember, life actually is for laughing, loving, and living, not for whining, worrying, or working. It's the old LSD theme.
Yeah, and it's very
laughing,
short, so you gotta
singing,
enjoy everything.
Dancing, have a good time, and don't worry, be happy. A lot of people worry, a lot of people are not happy. I am not one of those people. Happy to have you be happy. Let's all be happy, everybody. How about we all just have a big laugh? You ready?
I'm not playing a fake laugh game with you. Real laughs only, please.
I saw, what was it? Oh, I was on the sitting on the plane yesterday, not to belabor a sore subject, but as I was sitting there, they had the little screens on the seat. So I'm watching the Game Show Network. Why?
What did you see? Sometimes that's fun, though.
It was. It was a fellow... and I can't remember his name. I want to say Pat Finn. That sound right?
Hmm.
I'd never seen him before. Anyway, he had a lot of people doing a lot of silly things. That was a good way to while away some time. They were all having fun.
What was
but the
game
audience
show?
Sounded, it was shopping, shop till you drop.
Hmm.
It was, and it was supposedly in a mall, and there were all kinds of prizes and stuff. But the audience laughs were fake. You could tell that they were fake. And it bothered me to the point where I really didn't want to watch the show anymore. That's to the point with
Why do you dislike ambient sound so much? You can't stand when people cheer on American Idol. You can't stand the fake out.
A lot of it is so fake. I mean, you wonder how much of it is just, you know, it's not the real crowd. It's just augmented.
I love a good laugh track. That's fun in itself.
All right. So we have a story. I have a couple of things I want to go through with you from the Today Show section of DougStephan.com. Including a note, as long as you're talking about flying, a passenger left a note for a pilot, and when you hear the story, you might be upset. I'll tell you the story in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit up, did my mega plate train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
If you have nasal congestion, get powerful relief now. Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. Look at how quickly it cleaned me right out.
Magnificent.
Right up. Right on. Okay. So those of you who are sexists, you may want to go away for a minute because... this is people who are passive-aggressive, people who are rude, a few of the ways that you could be described. Here's a note that was left by a passenger for a commercial airline pilot. WestJet does
it.
Canadian.
And it's a great airline, by the way.
Is, right. So to Captain WestJet, the note written on the back of a napkin reads, "The cockpit of the airliner is no place for a woman. A woman being a mother is the most honor, not as captain." And lists an excerpt from Proverbs 31. P.S. I wish WestJet could tell me a fair lady is at the helm so I could book another flight. Mothers should be pilots, should be mothers, not pilots. Carrie Smith Stacy, the pilot for whom the note was left, posted a note on Facebook. Appears to have been taken down. Travelers are using social media to support Stacy. I think we ought to put this up. It's at DougStephan.com. Maybe we ought to post it on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.